When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey, Garrett, you there?
Good morning, Rob Shooter. And please, before we even start, let's be honest with the people here, all right?
Yes.
It is very hot in the Northeast where we are right now. It's been hot for maybe about, you know, a half a day, and you're already complaining and ready to move to Alaska and Scotland. I mean, let's be real with the people.
I am not a hot person. That sounds terrible, but it is true.
It sounds very Paris Hilton. Like, if you were working with Paris Hilton, I'd be like, you've been hanging with Paris too much.
I am not hot. I'd rather have a sweater on than a Speedo. Let's put it like that.
Why not both?
Well, maybe that's a good point. Maybe that would be quite a fashion statement, very Harry Styles. It's super, super hot. I saw Downton Abbey yesterday. I needed to get out of the sun, so I ran into a movie theater and sat there in the air conditioning for 2.5 hours and loved it.
Did you get any snacks? Are you a snack guy?
I was too hot to eat. Look at that.
You're too hot for popcorn?
I got a bottle of water. I did. I get this. When the lights went down, I removed my T-shirt and I was just wearing my undershirt.
Rob Shooter, I mean, good thing that's all. I mean, Pee Wee Herman has been in trouble
You're right. I should be very careful at the cinema. See Downton Abbey. It is delightful. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
Tea time on Monday.
I love this story. So Ryan Reynolds once actually told his wife, Blake Lively, to marry another guy. So he's revealing that when they first met, they went on like a double date together. And at the date, he really liked her, but he was with another girl and she was with this guy who he really liked. And he told her that she should marry that other guy. That ultimately didn't work out. And he said they knew each other, but they drifted apart. And then they finally got together when she was going to Boston and he was going to Boston. And so they caught a train together. And by the end of that train ride, these two were a couple. But he does admit he once gave her terrible advice, which is you should marry somebody else. Garrett, these two are just delightful. Aren't they lovely?
This is just like a Netflix movie waiting to happen. It's the rom. If they don't turn their story into a rom-com based off of that story alone, I don't know what is right with America anymore.
What
you know,
is right? They officially married in 2012, so 10 years now. They have 3 daughters together. I've met him several times. My goodness, is he a good-looking guy, Garrett?
Oh, I've been a fan. Like I'm gonna like you know show my Ryan Reynolds knowledge right now. When it was he had a sitcom on ABC called Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. There's a reason why it didn't stay long based off of the name alone. But right. That's where you know I've been a fan of his. You know, from Deadpool to just the. He makes it like he's the average guy, even though he's very wealthy, very good looking. Right. But he seems like, you know, hey, that reminds me of my friend, you know, Chris or, you know, he's just that average guy, but also very funny, very good looking and very, very, very wealthy.
Very, very wealthy, and also gives terrible dating advice. Apparently,
I get it. You know, Rob Schuster. Like, I understand it. You know what I mean? Like, he when you fall in love with someone, especially like their significant other, you're like, they're great. You definitely need to marry this person. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I'd give that advice. If I saw Blake and I knew she was the one. I might plant a seed of doubt about
2020. Hindsight's 2020. I mean, at the time, he was with someone also just as famous, or maybe even more famous. And you know, I understand it. You can't go back and be like, "Well, I told like you just."
I would have told him not to marry him. I'd say, "Don't marry him. Marry me." I would say it.
It's so easy to say that.
No, I would
say
it
in the moment.
I've got chutzpah, is what they say here in New York. I've got chutzpah. I'd say, don't marry her, marry me. That's what I would say, which brings us to our poll question. Ryan Reynolds once told Blake Lively to marry another guy. Have you ever had a secret crush? Have you ever had a secret crush on somebody who's about to get married to somebody else?
Why are you winking at me? Stop winking at me.
You're my secret crush.
Get out of here.
Although I love your wife too. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. What are you working on?
All right, let's talk about Billie Eilish. Mm. She is opening up about the fact that she's living with Tourette syndrome.
Wow.
Now, she was sitting down with David Letterman for his show My Next Guest Is. It's on Netflix if you haven't been able to watch it. It's very good.
It's
very one-on-one. There's no like bits like there are on late night TV shows where they're playing a game. It's just open conversation about everything and anything. And so she finally said, if you film me long enough, you're going to see a lot of tics. I don't care. It's really weird. I've talked about it all. The most common way people react is they laugh because they think that I'm trying to be funny, which if you read enough articles, you'll see it a ton. And I'm always left incredibly offended by that, right. Which she told David Letterman. So it's interesting because Billie Eilish, again, is one of those artists that can relate to many of people out there because she seems just as normal. And I think this even normalizes her to her fans even more, saying, hey, you might have this situation too that like I'm living with, and it's okay. And we deal with this all the time. People make that first assumption just based off of a book without reading, you know, the second page of someone's, you know, autobiography. So for Billie Eilish to open up about it, it's a huge step. I mean, I know, Rob, you've lived with a situation yourself that it took some time for you to open up about,
oh, yeah.
Right?
You talk about my damaged arm. When I had my arm damaged when I was at birth, so I've never known it not. I also did have a few tics when I was growing up. I had a little bit of a wink in one eye. Just a nervous twitch.
Right.
And yeah, I can sort of understand it. I don't have Tourette's. I'm surprised by this. I thought we knew pretty much everything about Billie Eilish. As you say, she's a really open book, and now she's been around, been a star for years. It's amazing to me how there are so many layers to all of us.
We're all one big onion.
Yeah, it
sounds bad, but if you think about it, an onion has many layers, why we say an onion, because an onion's very smelly at times too. I mean, I'm not
can
saying
make you
anybody
cry, can make you right. can taste delicious,
exactly.
But
many
got,
layers.
Yeah, it's got many, many layers, and I think that's one of the joys of life is that I've known people for years, friends who still surprise me. We all still have secrets. We all still have those layers. And I believe Billy's right here. The more you reveal, the better life becomes. Hey, let's get to our big wedding news. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis are married again, this time in
Are they
Italy.
Done? Is this it? I mean, I can't take any more weddings.
I think there's going to be another one in LA. Oh. So Kris Jenner walked Kourtney down the aisle. She wore a white gown, a Dolce and Gabbana gown. It was a short dress with a massive, massive train. It took about two or three people to get her down the aisle. They had to carry the tray. And Travis, he was wearing a traditional black tuxedo. He waited for his wife at the top of the aisle. And then they knelt down together. They got on their knees for the service in true Kardashian fashion, though. The whole thing was branded, and it was branded by Dolce and Gabbana, the two very famous Italian designers. The family actually stayed at Dolce and Gabbana's estate during their Italian
So they just
away.
Opened up the closet. They opened
they
up the closet.
They basically did. They basically did. And if you stay at Dolce and Gabbana's house, the whole family has to wear Dolce and Gabbana, so it wasn't just Kourtney, Kim, all the sisters, and even Chris were in Dolce and Gabbana. I can't wait to see all the pictures. Already a few have started to leak out. They look magnificent. Also, too, the day before the wedding, Kim took a little stroll with North and Penelope around the streets, these little tiny...
That's not a stroll. That's almost like a parade. Why? If you look at the photos, Rob Shooter, like...
She looks like a Pied Piper. She looks like the Piper.
Exactly. The amount of phones trailing her of people alone is just insane. Like, I thought it was like some big event. It was just her walking the street.
It looks like a pride festival down Fifth Avenue, doesn't it? So yeah. This town, Portofino in Italy, it's a small town, a beautiful old, old town. Kim and her bodyguards and her daughter, and also to her glam squad. She took her hair and her makeup too. You might get sweaty.
Hey guys,
I was sweaty in the cinema. Let me tell you, I could have done with some glam
squad. With no shirt on.
I had no shirt on.
For Downton Abbey,
of
all places.
Of all the movies. I know, it should have been like a real action movie, a rough movie.
Like Magic Mike. I would give you Magic Mike. Downton Abbey, Downton you take your
Abbey.
Shirt off.
I just had my white t-shirt on. It was so hot. I'm waiting for the lights to go down. But, so she found some ice cream, some gelato, delicious. And then she made her way
You
onto
call
the,
it gelato?
How do you pronounce it?
Isn't it gelato?
Gelato? What did I say?
No, but I don't know. I mean, I could
I think it is gelato. Did I say gelato? It is gelato.
But here's the thing, Rob Shooter. This is the British. You, like, this
that's
is
the British
you
word.
Leaning into it. If you could sell it like gelato,
oh, yeah.
I would believe it.
Gelato,
I honestly
gelato?
Just believe, I thought I was wrong.
No, I think it. I think it. No, it depends where you are. I think it here in America, it's gelato. Gelato?
Here in America, but again, it doesn't matter. You deliver it the way you deliver
you
it.
Go.
So if it's gelato.
And I think in Italy, it's gelato, I think.
Let's sell
we're,
it.
We're missing
care.
The whole point of the story. It's a wedding story.
I know, but still, this is interesting, though.
Guess
I,
who was
I
not there?
Learned.
Guess who was not there? Scott who? Disick?
Because he
there.
Didn't want to wear Versace.
Scott. You got to wear Dolce & Gabbana. So Scott wasn't there. I don't know if Caitlin was there either. I've been looking through the pictures and I've been hitting the phones. Nobody spotted Caitlin. And also to Pete Davidson. He wasn't there because we'll talk about this a little later. He was leaving SNL. So congratulations, I think. Sources are telling me it's not over yet, though. When they return to the USA, they plan to do another
wedding. Number four.
Oh, do you know who was there? Let's be clear about this. The Hulu cameras were there.
Oh, then were they? No way. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I'm curious about. Do the Hulu production team get paid double because they're filming the reality show and it's also their wedding video? I mean, do they get a next day cut of what the
right.
wedding looked
she
like?
She gets a wedding video. Oh, those Kardashians.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting, too? Kendall Jenner was there with her boyfriend,
yes.
Devin Booker. Now, mm-hmm. I know you're very up onto sports, especially the NBA, Rob. You're a big Phoenix Suns fan, and if you know they got knocked out of the NBA playoffs.
Oh, right. Yeah,
I'm curious to know. I'm curious to know if Devin Booker's team, Kendall's boyfriend,
yes.
was still in the basketball playoffs. Would he have still found a way to
no.
take
he
the private
go,
jet over?
I don't know. I don't think he would have got if his team was still in the playoffs. But congratulations, and we'll probably be talking about this next week when they do another wedding.
When they're working on their sixth, okay?
In LA. Hey, what's going on with Harry Styles? I love him. What is he
so,
up to?
Yes, so first we're talking about the man that is probably going to have the number one album of the year at best. I mean, it came out on Friday. If you don't know the words already, you're behind the eight ball. You know, you're one of like four people in the world. It's going to sell like 500,000 copies right out the bat. But we also know that he has a movie coming out directed by his girlfriend called Don't Worry, Darling, where he has this sex scene and people were curious. Hey, are we going to see all of Harry Styles? And he says, no, it's not going to be the case. You're going to see, as he put, some bum-bum, which means his butt. Like,
his
right?
bottom, so, yes.
His bottom. But he says bum-bum, which is funny, which is
I
a great
bum-bum.
Another word I want to incorporate into my
put it into your life. Let's try and say bum-bum today, yeah.
Yeah, bum-bum. Yeah, sneak it into a sentence with a friend, and then just know it's a joke between me, you, and Rob Shooter. Okay. So in this scene, you know, it's very, very, it is, if it doesn't turn you on, this sex scene with Harry Styles from Don't Worry, Darling, I don't know what's wrong with you, but he says it did feel vulnerable, which means like he pretty much just opened up. He's never kissed anyone on camera, which is interesting because you think about it, he's been in music videos and to going back thinking about it, I've never seen him really kiss anybody on screen.
You're right. I've seen him shirtless. I've seen him shake his bum bums, but I've not seen him. Kiss, you're right.
Well, we're about to see him kiss and see his bum bum. So he's giving himself a part of him away pretty much by doing this. And he said any speculation about his sexual orientation is outdated. Yep. And now this just goes back to the fact that there's very close-minded people out there in the world that see a picture of Harry Styles rocking a one piece or a skirt or a necklace, and they automatically just go to that assumption of, oh, he must be gay.
Right.
Well, he just said he
won't talk
thing
about
is,
it.
Exactly. It's very outdated, which I respect for him. He goes, I'm confident. I grew up in a female household. He's very confident in who he is, and he can wear whatever the hell he wants, and he makes it look good, too.
And we're going to see his bum-bum. So he said, no penis. You're not going to see that. That was pre-negotiated, that he doesn't want to show
How
that.
How funny is that? Just that negotiation alone, you know what I mean? Which means that the movie wanted
to see it. They did want to see it. If I was the producer of that movie, to have a glimpse, a quick glimpse of Harry's, you know what, would be huge, I guess, publicity-wise, and maybe huge in reality. I don't know. We're never going to know.
I mean, but Olivia Wilde was behind this project, obviously.
Right. If I was a girlfriend, I wouldn't want everyone to see my man's willy.
So was she the one that'd be like, nope, not happening.
No,
I'm the only
I don't
one.
Know, but then she wants a hit movie, too. It's her first movie that she's directed, so it's a balancing act. If you were an actor, Garrett, would you do full frontal? Would we get to see you naked?
It would be a negotiation. It'd have to be classy,
yes.
You know, not like Ben Affleck walking into the shower.
Oh, that was too much for you.
Not too much. It was just, it just didn't need to be. You're going into a shower. We know that.
Yeah,
we know
you could have been from the
be
belly
naked.
Button up, and we wouldn't have known any more.
No,
or
you
less.
Just assumed. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, who goes into the shower with pants on?
Right, with
you know?
Swimming
like,
trunks on. You're right. So you would consider it though, if the part demanded it and the money was right.
I don't think about the money as long as it was done tastefully, you know?
Tastefully.
Like, we're not talking, you know, show up on Pornhub type stuff.
Right.
We're talking like.
Which it always does. Even
of
if
course.
It's just a glimpse, it's going to end up on some scandalous site.
Right,
I
not
know
Naughty
if
But
I would
Nice,
do
because
it.
That's
no,
a
No, we don't do
website.
It on Naughty But Nice. I probably could get more traffic if I did Naughty Pictures.
But if it's going to win me an Oscar, though, Rob Shooter, I definitely would take it into consideration. Now, if it's going to just end up straight to. Streaming, then no, it's not going to do me anything. But if I get an Oscar for this, I definitely would consider it.
Look at that.
Would you?
No, I'm real prude about stuff like this. I would not do it. I wouldn't even show my bum-bum, I don't think. But if you go to see Downton Abbey, look to your left and I'll be sitting there in a T-shirt. It's terrible.
That's the closest thing you'll get to full front or around.
That's my bum-bum. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel.
Yes.
Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Oh, here we go.
Harry Styles made a very rare public comment about Olivia Wilde. He doesn't talk about her, but he is starting to. Do you think we're going to see these two open up a little bit more? Let's have a look. Oh, 80% said yes. We think now they're going to get more comfortable talking about their relationship. They're together. We know they're together. Obviously, it didn't start out quite as beautiful. There was a lot of drama in the beginning with Jason Sudeikis. But now it feels like these two have found much more comfort in being together. So I think we're going to see them talk about one another more. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rom, our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, our nicest of the day.
Yes. All right. Well, as we know, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, they are together. But they were at the Kardashian wedding as well in Italy. But I think Machine Gun Kelly is learning their ways from the Kardashian clan in how to promote a product. So he has a new movie coming out. And how do you promote a new movie without, you know, going on TV shows and saying, hey, the blah, 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 this, that, that. You post a photo of yourself naked with covering the parts, you know, that count, you know.
Right.
So he's standing in his bathroom, which if you look at closely, it
someone's
looks like he's having
there.
Some work done
in
the back, like a plumber
the
is there.
So he's standing there with his bottom hanging out and everything else, and there's a plumber in the bathtub. It's the strangest photograph.
See, he hasn't learned from Kim enough where you're supposed to edit out that guy. You know what I mean? Like you're supposed to just edit him out.
That guy, if he turns around, he's going to look at his bum. Yes.
Do you think he actually saw it and goes, I'm just getting
just
paid?
Just carry
too
on,
much.
Just grout in the bathtub.
Down,
keep,
down,
going,
look,
keep going.
Look. But this is what he said. He goes, I did, and he looks very good, by the way. Like,
he looks
very,
very
in
good.
Shape, Machine Gun
yes,
Kelly.
Very
so he goes, I did, this is what the caption was. I did 5 whole sit ups and 200 blunts because he loves to smoke to prep for my role in Good Morning. So go watch the movie. If anything, the movie might not be the best, but it did get attention based off
I've never even heard of the movie. It's called Good Morning.
Yeah.
I'd never, ever heard of it. I did hear of it after I looked at this picture. He's in great shape. He's not a muscle guy, though. It's just he looks like a swimmer's body, like a Michael Phelps. Completely lean.
How dare you? You know I'm a swimmer. Like, why would you go Michael Phelps?
I like Michael
Phelps. I'm right here in the room with you.
Like,
you could easily say.
Vogel. That is who. I've not seen you naked, Garrett. The reason I say it is that when you send me a naked photograph, then I'll be able to tell everybody that he looks like you.
Is that what's going to take?
That's what's holding back. So send a picture.
Is it going to win me an Oscar?
you and your Oscar. Hey, and naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. So David Letterman is interviewing Will Smith. But get this, now they're announcing the interview took place before the Academy Awards. So remember, Will Smith's going to do his first big interview. He's going to tell everything. It's with David Letterman. Everybody was so excited about it. Now the episode's coming out. They've actually put a disclaimer on it saying, this episode was filmed prior to the 2022 Academy Awards. I don't know if this interview is quite as interesting now. Now, it does.
Oh, it's not.
It's not. Basically, it's not. They sort of tricked us, because at first, when they announced that David Letterman had Will Smith, the first interview, we were like, what? And now we find out it's not true. He taped it before. Boo-hoo.
I will say that the interesting thing from this, though, is like, watching it, knowing that it was filmed before and what is said.
It changes everything that he says.
And compared to... Exactly. Yeah. Everyone, including us, will hang on to every single word.
I think that everything he says, I read in a different light. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, Work at being the best you, because pretending to be someone else not only never works out, it also makes you miserable. Stop pretending to be anybody else and work on being the best you. Hey, that's it for today.
Great
Thank
advice.
You so much for listening to the Naughty Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going,
if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.